Hey, I've got a good one for you today. I'm Dan. You're watching I Allegedly. Welcome back. AI is not all good, guys. I don't think we're ready for it completely yet, but there's a lot to cover with that and self-service and all this automation that we're experiencing. So please don't forget to comment in the video, share your thoughts on everything, like, subscribe, and today we have a sponsor, Delete Me. Right now, AI, artificial intelligence, has really taken off. And probably the most popular thing that we've all heard of lately is ChatGPT. You can give it a subject matter and it'll write you a paper. And it will give you, ideas. It's pretty cool when you can do certain simple tasks with it. Now, AI has been used lately for customer service. And because of how expensive labor is, this is something that you're going to see more and more. This is not going to slow down by any means at all. It's going to just get busier and busier when it comes to using this technology. Now, let's start with something simple. Taco Bell. I was in a Taco Bell on Friday, and I always go through the drive-thru because when you go to this particular location and you walk in there, they will not take your order. You have to use the kiosk. They will not speak to you. They will hand you your food, and that is it. There is no interaction with a human being at all. So when you go through the drive-thru, at least you can give your order and talk to somebody and not have to worry about it being some computer until now. Last week, they added the AI chatbot at the Taco Bell. And I'm like, really? Hello, may I take your order? What can I get you today? Okay. So, first of all, there is no such thing as a combo burrito anymore. And this may be trivial, but that's the meat and the bean burrito. You have to order everything plain and then add it on. So you order a bean burrito and then you add meat. And if you want rice on it, you add the rice. Oh, and I don't want any sauce. And as I'm talking to this thing, it's writing it down. I'm like, wait, no sauce, no sauce. Oh, you would like double sauce? No, 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 no. I want an unsweetened iced tea. Sweet tea. And I'm like, unsweetened tea. So I'm like, they finally got the burrito right on the computer. And then a voice came on. Hey, can I help you? And I'm like, did you get all that? Yeah. No sauce. Repeated the order to him. And then I pulled up front. And then the guy pokes his head out. And I said, how often do you have to get in there? Lately, we have to do it a lot. Because it's not getting everything right. And it's getting people furious over this. Well, you bet it is, because nobody wants to order this stuff and have it be wrong. It's ridiculous right now how bad this is. But think about the next thing, and that is Taco Bell's. There's the first 400 that have announced that they're no longer going to have indoor dining. So they're going to be basically just a shell. They might as well rent those out as office space that no one will take, but they're not going to have walk-in dine-in locations. You're just going to go to order it and leave. With that. So that's where this is headed. Now, so many people have had so many problems with the ordering, and they all blame one thing. It's the labor cost, especially here in California. Everything is too expensive, so all they constantly do is try to cut back on the labor. Well, the Taco Bell thing is to save, on having a human being there, but it's going to infuriate people. But what's going to be more infuriating is, think about this. We've all had an order wrong or had a car full of kids, and you had to go back and get something corrected. You can't do that anymore. You're not going to be able to walk up to the location and walk inside anymore. It's going to be closed as of, the next 30 days. This is terrible. It's terrible as far as the customer service, and it's only getting worse. Now, again, everything gets back to the labor cost. Isn't this great? You have certain places that are using chatbots. You will call for customer service. A lot of furniture companies, I don't know why it started with furniture companies, but most people will, hi, my name is Dan, I ordered this, the bed didn't have these parts, I need it, and then you start talking to give me your order number, and it'll give it to you, you give it to them, and they'll repeat it, and then they'll know exactly what you bought, but if you need things, then they can send it out, and you may never talk to another human being again. There is a furniture company that saved 80% on their labor costs already by having these chatbots. So some of this stuff is working to somebody's satisfaction. But Home Depot right now, Home Depot is getting rid of in-store associates right now. And there is the Menifee store, Paris, Menifee, California, that has no cash registers anymore. And I've had multiple people write me about this in the last week, that everything is self-service. So, you know, the problem with it, Home Depot and Lowe's and all the hardware stores used to be a great place, DIY center, everything, where they would have retired, you know, electricians and retired contractors go in there, and they would work there, and you could get some knowledge when you could buy things. That's done, guys. That's dead. Well, now you got to do everything through self-service, and they have you walk a gauntlet, but they have two employees there to make sure you're not stealing right now. So there's that. So this is getting worse, and you're seeing it with Walmart. You're seeing it with some places like Target wants to get rid of the self-service completely and add employees, but then when you add the labor cost into it, they cannot afford to do that. So it's going to be more of a problem. A friend of mine had a family member go to the San Diego County Fair, and it is completely cashless this year. You have to buy everything through the app. You cannot show up at the fair and buy a ticket. Hi, we're here. We thought we'd come to the fair today. No, you have to prepay. And they wanted to go see the Jay Leno concert with the other comedians. And no, you got to buy it in advance. You got to download the app. This woman downloads the app, and her phone goes completely haywire. She contacts T-Mobile, and T-Mobile says, we can't fix the phone for stuff like that. That's not our responsibility. We don't do that. We sell phones. We don't deal with customer service like issues of you downloading it. Now, the fair, of zero help with this. But the point is that this is what you're experiencing, where the lack of service. Now, this goes to everything from buying tickets to go to the beach and going to a ball game now. When you walk in, I'm telling you, you can always tell somebody has not been to a baseball game this season, because they're like, wait a second, I can't pay cash to park my car. No, it's cashless. Swipe your credit card to park your car. Oh, that sucks. It does. You want to buy food inside the place? Buy a debit card, or bring a credit card with you. And I tell everybody, it's cashless. It's cashless. It's cashless. So this is the good and bad of all this stuff. And I think that the AI, the fascination with this stuff is great. It will be interesting. I've used it myself extensively many times and many different things, but I don't think we're just ready for this yet. And Taco Bell, they could care less about us. You know, you're going to see more of the parks that are going to be ran this way, state parks, things like that. Plus right now, how about this? How about the fact that you can go out and buy a state park right now? Did you know that? This is just the demise of everything. Share your thoughts on this stuff. Let me know what you think about this so far. Let's talk about our sponsor, Delete Me. We have talked extensively about being safe when you go online and protecting yourself. But one thing that you have to worry about is data brokers that already have our existing information. There is something that you can do to get this removed from the internet. It's called Delete Me. And when you sign up for this, what it does is it gets rid of your personal information off the web. And after you sign up for it, they scrub the web of everything about you. Now, for example, think about this. They can remove your name, your address, your photos, your email, past addresses, your phone numbers, your relatives, your social media accounts. Get rid of all that. Your occupation, your marital status, and even your property values. They can eliminate all that. Now, I've been a member since February, and after you sign up for this, they send you a detailed report in 7 days. It's absolutely amazing. If you use the link below, joindeleteme.com/iallegedly, use the link below, you'll save 20% off their service. It's absolutely amazing, and it continually scrubs the web to get your personal information off of there. Now, data brokers mine our data and get all this personal information that they're constantly trying to collect and sell to third parties. Most people think that there are just a few of these companies. There are hundreds of them that you need to protect yourself from. Get Delete Me today. Check it out today, but use the link below and save 20% off their regular price. How about this stat? All of the job gains here in California, 100% of them, over the course of the last year, were determined to be fake. Everything that they said was added was absolutely not added. And it was absolutely completely made up to where it was actually negative. We lost jobs here in California. And it erased basically 800,000 jobs that they said were created. So what's real? What is when you see a story like this, and you can read the whole thing below, what is real right now? When you see the fact that these job numbers are just completely made up, what else is made up? Seriously, what else is made up right now? The fact that you cannot get you can't get realistic numbers on house sales. You can't get realistic numbers on unemployment, employment. You can't get realistic numbers on people in debt, which is staggering right now. It's going up like you would not believe. People are borrowing themselves to the hilt. The fact that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are adding these second mortgages for this odd figure, it's just going to make it so that more people are just going to, you know, extend themselves to the moon. Next story, we find out that the government's spying on your mail, not your email, but your mail. If they think that you've done something nefarious without a warrant, they're looking at mail as being sent to your house. Isn't this, that's crazy to think about. You've got a no court order, nothing, and your privacy. You know, I'm really into people keeping their privacy, not having everything on the internet, not having everybody be able to be found because of the stalkers and the horrible things. That's why you need to look at that delete me, because it's fantastic. It really works. But you need to not have people know everything about you. It's that important. And, you know, I could go on for an hour about that, but isn't that terrible that they're just looking at the stuff for God knows what? Okay. Is it political? Is it religious? Who knows? But I can tell you one thing. I don't like it. Now, the next thing is, this has been sent to me a bunch of times, and there is a real estate listing in San Francisco, California, which San Francisco is an armpit. It is an absolute death zone, and it is absolutely a shell of what that city once was. From the leadership to everything in that city has just been destroyed. There is a listing for a house that was built in, I believe, 1912. It's over 100 years old. It's 1,100 square feet. For only $488,000 in a neighborhood that sells for about $1.5 million. So why is that? Why is it so cheap? Well, there's a little bit of a couple of things we need to tell you. The old owner was 100 years old. He died in the house. Okay, it doesn't freak everybody out. It happens. And second thing is, we signed a lease to let somebody live here until 2053. 2053? It's 2024 now. Okay? So you got almost 30 years of having somebody have a lease, listen to this, $417 a month. You couldn't rent a storage unit for $417 a month in San Francisco, let alone a house on that street. So read that story, because that's fascinating, guys. They don't care. But people were lined up. When that listing came available, there were over 30 people in line to look at this house, and they don't care. Would you own a property that you could not take possession of for over 30 years? By the way, you're a landlord, so you need to maintain the house. You need to fix it, and the most that you can collect from this person is $417 a month. Correct me if I'm wrong. Tell me what you think about that. Your insurance is going to cost you more than that a month. So isn't that fantastic? Unbelievable what we're living through. Now, here is something you're going to hear more and more about. Forever 21 is a clothing store that basically caters to young girls, you know, basically say in their 20s and younger. Right now, they went through bankruptcy, and if you've ever been in there, they have a men's department that is, you know, the size of, a kitchen table. It's very small. But they've done pretty well trying to get themselves out of bankruptcy until now. They got rid of a bunch of underperforming stores, kept the stores that made money. The problem that they're having right now is they're looking for rent concessions. Wait a second, we cannot afford to pay this rent and stay open. So are they going out of business? Is that what's going to happen? You know, you're going to see this more and more. You've got another story below about an office complex in Las Vegas, and they may go into receivership because they just cannot make it. And what's going to happen with these office buildings is that you're going to see more of them that are going to have to work out a deal. either you make a deal on the loan, or we're just going to turn the building back into you guys. And this is what's going to happen. So you're going to see retailers, restaurants, hotels, things like that, that the public deals with, because this year, this 4th of July, as much as it's going to be a record year of travel. No, it's going to be a record year of people driving places, driving to Aunt Joan's house and driving to their friend's house and swimming in their pool. Not that they're going to fly anywhere and go, you know, on a cruise or anything like that. That's not going to happen. You're going to see less money spent this year. And then all bets are off for the rest of the summer, because reality is going to set in with everything right now. And the hits just keep on coming. Shorenstein Properties owns a lot of commercial real estate. They had the third largest building in Los Angeles sell this year. That was originally sold for $268 million, what they paid for it. They tried to unload it this year, $153 million is what they got for it. So that's good math. That's solid business. They have a new problem with Chicago, where they have buildings that are less than 50% occupied, and they cannot get out of them. So they have to decide what they're going to do. Now, they've hired JLL, which is a huge commercial real estate brokerage firm, to help them get out of this stuff. But how do you get out of this? How do you fund a dying business? It doesn't matter if it's a taco stand or a commercial building. If it is losing money hand over fist, and it's going to cost you tens of millions of dollars a month to own this place, how do you sell that to somebody? Seriously. The only way is through a massive price reduction. Massive price reduction. Now, Boeing has had its problems lately. And it's kind of funny, because Boeing, they sent a rocket to the International Space Station. And the unfunny part about this is that they cannot get back right now. They are stuck at the International Space Station. So you could technically see these people, you know, with Boeing's infinite wisdom, be stuck up there, which is, that's horrible. Understand, I'm not making fun of that. I'm making fun of the fact that Boeing, you know, self-certifies most of itself, and instead of having somebody look over their shoulders, because that was too expensive. All these problems that they've done, you know, and you know, the CEO admitting that the whistleblowers were bad, and yeah, they were punished and things like that. Some of these people are dead. Were they punished that way? But anyways, would you hop on a rocket that Boeing made right now? Seriously, I wouldn't. If it would save my life, I wouldn't do that. I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories. The first one is Tesla. Tesla this year has gotten rid of 19,000 employees. Isn't that wild to think about? 19,000 employees are not working at Tesla right now. So it's basically 14% of their workforce. And Elon Musk has issued a mandate to X, Twitter, where you have to become profitable now. How that thing is not making money hand over fist, I don't understand, because people advertise on that. They constantly reach out to everybody to advertise on it. You think that would be a big thing? Bugatti has a brand new 1,800 horsepower vehicle that you can buy, and it's only $4 million. So when somebody gets that car in the audience, invite me over and we'll go for a ride in your $4 million car. $4 million car. Okay. Final story is bad news all the way around, no matter how you look at it. Hooters, I know it's sad, they're closing 40 stores, you know, 6 in Texas alone, 40 around the country. It's absolutely tragic. And I was in there once, and the internet was terrible, so I just didn't stay. That was the reason why I left. But, you know, just couldn't find a decent place to work. So please don't forget to hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. Email me at hello@iallegedly.com. And where do you like to use internet? Let me know, okay? Reach out, guys. Onward and upward. I'll see you very soon.